sluggish again, this time with something that didn't feel good at all.
Yeah,
she said softly to his back.
Great.
He turned her way, skimmed his eyes up the bed, noting in a forced, vague way, she was up on a hand, holding the sheet to her chest, her hair falling down her shoulders. The rich, honeyed, sunshiny blonde of it made dark in the marginal light, even as her other hand was lifted, pulling the front of her hair out of her face. Yup. Not good, he looked at her. Later, he said.
Right.
There was a bite to that, bitter and barbed.
Later.
That made Hicks pause, hearing that in her tone. And it made him make a mistake. He looked through the shadows into her eyes. He couldn't quite see, but he felt they were bitter and barbed too.
Don't worry about locking the door behind you,
she said. Now each word that came out of her was ice cold.
As you know, there's no crime in this town.
Oh yeah, he knew that. But it didn't change things. You need to lock up, he said quietly. She tipped her head to the side sharply.
And it's my understanding you need to go.
Greta. She dropped her hand from her hair and a long, thick lock fell into her left eye, further shadowing her face in a way it felt like she'd taken a huge step back from him.